Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Michael Kalimba, couples counselor and relationship therapist. Michael, a very good afternoon to you.
Hi, Gary.
Yes, and Michael, thanks again for coming on the show. And interesting topic for today, which we're hearing more and more from South Africans that I just cannot cope anymore, can't do it anymore. And the stress levels are just at an all-time high. We're seeing it all over the show, from road rage to how we enact with our friends, our family, whatever. What can we do about this? And Michael, don't say exercise, okay? Tell me, what do we do about this?
Well, I'm not quite sure I've got the right answer, but all I can say is that I think everyone I know suffers from stress at the moment. And I think coming to the year's end, there's around the corner is Christmas and Hanukkah, the Jewish holiday, coming up. And I think just the general pressure of the end of the year. I mean, people can't believe it's November already, and in a few weeks we'll be welcoming the new year in. And I think people have really had a whole lot this year, although COVID seems to have gone onto the back burner. People just have so much stress. And last night I went to a talk given by former judge Albie Sachs, and he said the two easiest words when one gets married are "I do." And I think the two easiest words today, if you ask anyone, do you suffer from stress? And they'll say, yes, definitely.
I think we all do. Everyone I know is stressed, and we're all saying, I am so stressed. And do you think, Michael, it's possibly this is the new norm, that sort of post-COVID, we've had these major changes, we've had load shedding, our whole lives have been turned upside down. Is this us trying to adapt to the new norm?
Well, I never know what the norm is, to be quite honest with you.
Good point.
But I think load shedding, potholes, certainly in Johannesburg, there are tons of potholes, as you know, and the heavy rains we've had don't sort of add to it. And then the stresses of COVID. I mean, everyone will still, even though COVID is on the back burner, everyone will talk about how they managed or didn't manage during COVID. And I think it's going to have quite a long-lasting effect on our lives. But what the norm is, and I'm not going to tell people to exercise, but I suppose we all need to take time out from all the stuff. And how do you escape from load shedding? How do you escape from a pothole? How do you escape from the heavy rains that we've experienced recently? I mean, we all complained when there was no rain a few weeks back. And so it's hard to strike a balance. But I think with all, you know, December holidays around the corner, I think people need to perhaps take stock and think, maybe I don't need to make so many plans. Maybe I don't need to drink so much. Maybe I can sort of take it easy. And I'm not saying go and exercise, but I'm just saying don't make so many plans. Don't drive yourself mad with so many arrangements. And sometimes, you know, it's very difficult to be able to say no. And I think to family and friends to say, no, we've got too much on at the moment, or we've got our kids to take here and there to school plays or school parties or play dates. And I think it's really important to be able to say no. And in doing so, I think you're able to give yourself time that's needed for yourself to recharge your batteries.
And I like just now you touched on substances and substance abuse. And I've noticed that even in my own circles, people sort of generally leading to drinking more. I know of quite a few people that are taking antidepressants, for example, and people trying to find a solution elsewhere. And I find people are just very short-tempered at the moment. Everybody, their frustration levels are so high. And I mean, the question, Michael, is if you see someone close to you is very, very stressed, what is the best thing to actually do? What advice can you give them?
Well, I suppose as a therapist, I would tell people to try to find a therapist. But, you know, all the psychologists that I'm in touch with, and I don't know a whole lot, but those I do know, are all terribly busy at the moment, which makes me think that people are struggling, but also struggling to get better and to try to fix themselves or whatever. But, you know, people do need to talk to other people, and people go to work, they come home, they put the kids to bed, they bath the kids beforehand, and, you know, they might watch some television and the day's gone. And that's, you know, everyone says, gosh, you know, what's happened to the week? What's happened to the weekend? And suddenly, as I said earlier, you know, what's happened to this year? But I think I don't specialize in substance abuse, but I do think South Africans in general drink a hell of a lot, if I may say so. And I think cutting back is always a bit of advice I would tell people. Try not to drink so much. And, you know, there's no stigma in not drinking so much, you know.
Maybe it's just a catch-up, because during lockdown we couldn't get alcohol. So maybe people are just thinking, I need to catch up on my annual sort of uptake of alcohol. I don't know what it is. And the anxious thoughts, being very anxious, does this lead to stress, additional stress?
Well, I think everyone gets anxious about something or other. You know, we get anxious about our partners, our spouses. We get anxious in relationships. We get anxious in the traffic. You know, the robots aren't working because there's load shedding, and we get anxious because we're late for an appointment. And I think just the whole pattern of life at the moment, I don't want to say it's endemic to South Africa, because it's not. It's all over the world. But I think that stress, you know, we've got a lot of stress, and we've got to sort of sometimes turn off and say, I'm going for a walk with or without the dogs, if one doesn't have dogs, or I'm going to just listen to some music or some television and just not answer the phone. You know, we're all very, very plugged into our telephones and what's going on social media. But that's another thing. I don't really believe in all that stuff. And I think sometimes it's good not to take your phone or put your phone away and just unplug yourself from life. And that's not a bad idea.
Yeah, just take that break from it. And, you know, as opposed to being on call 24 hours a day. And, you know, if your phone beeps, you've got to look at it, you know, in case you miss some important news or whatever. But it's adding to your stress. And what about sort of being overwhelmed? And I've been overwhelmed, where you just don't know anymore. It's too much. You know what I mean? Is that pretty much the same thing as being anxious?
Well, I read an article in an English paper last week, and it said there were all sorts of people giving a different advice about how to stay young or something like that. And one of the advice was smile a lot and try to be positive. And, you know, I do think a lot of South Africans see the negative in this country, and I don't think that's particularly helpful or healthy. And I think trying to put a smile on your face, and you know, I want to just add, as your listeners will know, you know, South Africans are terribly friendly people, and I think it's not too difficult to smile every day here, even though there's a lot of stuff going on that we don't agree with and we find difficult to cope. So I think keeping a smile and keeping a good, positive attitude are two things I would give people advice about.
I think that is such a nice way to end the discussion, to smile and try and be positive, and it's not doom and gloom, and try and see an upside. And Michael Kallenbach, couples counselor and relationship therapist, thanks so much, Michael, for just chatting to us. Interesting topic. We all try and live with stress, and it's tough on others around us.